Reading for February 6th, entitled Holy Spirit, Faithful Guide. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. John chapter 16, verses 7 and 8. Christ knew that this announcement, the coming of the Comforter, was a wonderful truth. He was nearing the close of his ministry upon this earth and was standing in view of the cross with a full realization of the load of guilt that must be placed upon him as the sin-bearer. Yet his greatest anxiety was for his disciples. He was seeking to find solace for them, and he told them, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." John chapter 16, verse 7. Evil had been accumulating for centuries and could only be restrained and resisted by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, who would come with no modified energy, but in the fullness of divine power. Another spirit must be met, for the essence of evil was working in all ways, and the submission of man to this satanic captivity was amazing. Today, as in Christ's day, Satan rules the minds of many. Oh, that his terrible, fearful work could be discerned and resisted! Selfishness has perverted principles. Selfishness has confused the senses and clouded the judgment. It seems so strange that, notwithstanding all the light that is shining from God's blessed word, there should be such strange ideas held, such a departure from the spirit and practice of the truth. Sins which have from time to time been pointed out are lying at the door of many, sins which the Lord regards as of no light character. If men would only give up their spirit of resistance to the Holy Spirit, the spirit which has long been leavening their religious experience, God's Spirit would address itself to their hearts. It would convince of sin. What a work! But the Holy Spirit has been insulted, and light has been rejected. It is not the will of God that any shall perish, but that all shall have everlasting life. Oh, could I be assured that my brethren would feel a sense of what pure principles mean to them and to all with whom they are associated, my heart would leap with joy. Every soul that will accept Jesus as his personal Savior will pant for the privilege of serving God and will eagerly seize the opportunity to signalize his gratitude by devoting his abilities to God's service. Taken from Letter 8, dated February 6th, 1896, to My Brethren in America.